Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of brachioradialis found under the anatomy section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with an introduction to brachioradialis. The origin of the brachioradialis is on the proximal two-thirds of the lateral supracondyle ridge of the humerus. It inserts on the lateral surface of the distal end of the radius. In terms of its action, the brachioradialis flexes the elbow. With regards to its innervation, remember that it is innervated by the radial nerve, which receives input from the C5, C6, and C7 nerve roots. With regards to its arterial supply, remember that the brachioradialis is supplied by the radial recurrent artery. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to brachioradialis, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A newborn infant is born at 41 weeks gestation to a healthy G1 P0 mother. The delivery was complicated by shoulder dystocia. The infant is in the 89th and 92nd percentiles for height and weight, respectively. The mother's past medical history is notable for diabetes mellitus and obesity. Immediately after birth, the child's temperature is 99 degrees Fahrenheit, or 37.2 degrees Celsius. Blood pressure is 90 over 50, pulse is 120 beats per minute, and respirations are 24 breaths per minute. The child demonstrates a strong cry and pink upper and lower extremities bilaterally. The left arm is adducted and internally rotated at the shoulder and extended at the elbow. Extension at the elbow and flexion and extension of the wrist appear to be intact in the left upper extremity. The right upper extremity appears to have normal strength and range of motion in all planes. Which of the following sets of nerves or nerve roots is most likely affected in this patient? And the answer choices are: choice 1, axillary nerve only. Choice 2, C5 and C6 nerve roots. Choice 3, C5, C6, and C7 nerve roots. Choice 4, musculocutaneous nerve only. Or choice 5, suprascapular nerve only. The best answer to this question is choice 2, C5 and C6 nerve roots. The child in this vignette presents with adduction and internal rotation at the shoulder and extension at the elbow following a difficult delivery. This is suggestive of Erb palsy, which is caused by an injury to the upper trunk, or C5 and C6 nerve roots, of the brachial plexus. Erb palsy is a brachial plexus palsy that is caused by depression of the shoulder and displacement of the head away from the affected shoulder, leading to excessive traction on the upper trunk of the brachial plexus. The upper trunk consists of the C5 and C6 nerve roots. A deficiency in C5 will lead to axillary nerve deficiency, which will affect the deltoid and teres minor, suprascapular nerve deficiency, which will affect the supraspinatus and infraspinatus, and musculocutaneous nerve deficiency, which will affect the biceps and brachialis. Similarly, a deficiency in C6 will lead to a partial radial nerve deficiency, primarily affecting the brachioradialis and supinator muscles. Clinically, this will manifest as an internally rotated and adducted shoulder with an extended and pronated elbow. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. The axillary nerve innervates the deltoid muscle and the skin over the lateral shoulder. Therefore, an axillary nerve injury will present with weakened shoulder abduction and numbness over the lateral shoulder. Axillary nerve injuries may be caused by fractures to the humeral surgical neck or humeral head dislocations. Choice 3. The C5, C6, and C7 nerve roots comprise the upper trunk and middle trunk of the brachial plexus. The middle trunk is generally not affected by Erb palsy, as it is located more inferiorly and is less prone to traction injury. An injury to these three nerve roots would present with the characteristic findings of Erb palsy as well as a C7 palsy. C7 innervates the triceps, latissimus dorsi, and pectoralis major. Choice 4. The musculocutaneous nerve innervates the biceps brachialis, brachialis, and coracobrachialis, as well as the skin over the lateral forearm. An isolated musculocutaneous nerve lesion will therefore present with weakness in arm flexion at the elbow and numbness over the lateral forearm. Choice 5. The suprascapular nerve innervates the supraspinatus and infraspinatus. An isolated injury to the suprascapular nerve will therefore present with slightly weakened shoulder abduction and external rotation. Finally, a bullet summary. Herb palsy is caused by an injury to the upper trunk of the brachial plexus. That's all for this review about brachioradialis. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 Podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullets Step 1 Podcast.